swimming when we die.
Harriet.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky where the stars are going to shine.
John Tyler. I am Usher, and now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Well, this is the Life Changes Show at Home edition. We're all online, Mark, Dorothy, and I, and our guests from Canada and our musical guest from Texas. And we're all looking forward to a great show today. And obviously, there's so much going on. And at the same time, we're going to be having conversations about life changes, literally, and how we can help improve our life for the better. And we'll talk about that specifically in just a moment. But so many times things happen that don't seem great. And there are a couple of different ways to look at them, at least. And our guests have shown, and for that matter, our musical guests have shown that they are able to look at things in a whole different way. And just today, I was looking for an old email, and I didn't find the one I was looking for, but I found one from February 21st, 2009, so 11 or so years ago. And it's interesting how somebody had written me saying things aren't very well with us at the moment, her and her husband, due to the problems at da-da-da-da-da, and how people have been let go, including myself, blah, 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 blah. And went on to describe all the problems and why this is bad and how worse it's going to get. Now, interestingly enough, I saw my response today, and it said, "Thank you for the information. I wish it were a better time for you right now." And who knows? How many times have situations like this come up in people's lives, only to have the people say years later, "Oh, it was the best thing that ever happened to me." May you be one of those people, no matter what the outcome of this current situation. And I hadn't remembered this email until this morning. And I also, since 2009, recall this so many pictures of this woman and her husband doing some amazing things throughout the world. And I don't want to say specifically what they do because I don't want to point out who they are. However, they are well known now, more so than they ever were before. And they have been living a wonderful life, and I am very happy for them. And they ended up being those people who can say, "Oh, it was the best thing that ever happened to me," even though the original email at the time, they were saying things aren't very well with us at the moment. So in their case, now hindsight is 2020, but how do we get foresight to be 2020? And that is in part the conversation that we will be having with our guests, Dr. Laika and Harriet Tinka, and a little later on, live music with our musical guest, Jonathan Tyler, all on the Life Changes Show, At Home Edition, right after this.
Hey, everyone. Have you ever thought to yourself, "I wish I had more insights from the Life Changes team"? We've thought that, too, and we've got some great news. We've partnered with Himalaya Media to give you an even better, more exclusive experience. Whether you like to listen to us live on our website or in a podcast like on your Apple Podcast app, we encourage you to also check us out on Himalaya. Not only does Himalaya have lots of cool features like curated podcast playlists and collections, along with personalized recommendations, but we have launched a members-only edition to the Life Changes Show, and it is only available on the Himalaya app. As a member, you'll get everything you already love about the Life Changes Show, but with some special benefits. One of the best things about being a member is that you'll also have the sweet satisfaction of knowing that you're supporting the show. Find out how easy it is to listen to your favorite shows on Himalaya, and please consider becoming a member of the Life Changes Show for a nominal amount. Learn about the exclusive offers you'll get as a member. All you have to do is download the Himalaya app, that's H-I-M-A-L-A-Y-A, and join us there. Thank you for listening, and thank you for joining our family. You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA on the BBS Radio Network with your host, the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com, which include luminaries such as comedian Michael Collier, actress Gabriella Wright, performing artist James Hood, and author Ken Honda. Email your comments and questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com or askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com. You can also comment via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
Well, here we are. I'm Pedro online with Mark LeJour.
And especially being around you two, how many times have we had that conversation about things always looking better when you have a chance to reflect on it? And here we are in 2020, where hindsight lived.
Well, our guests, I don't know that they were able to see right away, but they certainly have been able to make, as I said on Facebook, lemonade out of life's lemons. Like here, for example, our guest, Dr. Alan Leica, he suddenly developed a right foot drop and then was misdiagnosed with ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. And he not only has lived, thank goodness, he has maintained a status as a leading cosmetic doctor for 30 years. And he co-authored a book that we're going to be talking today, The Secrets of Living a Fantastic Life. And who is he to talk about that? Well, that if that story is not enough, who is she to talk about this? Well, our guest also, Harriet Tinka, was stabbed, kidnapped, and left for dead. And she turned that horrifying experience into motivation. So welcome to what we're calling the episode Living a Fantastic Life with our guests, dermatologist, philanthropist, author, Dr. Alan Leica, and model and author, Harriet Tinka. Welcome, both of you, to the Life Changes Show.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having us. We're excited to be here.
Very excited.
It's a pleasure, and we won't have time to give the stories justice, but you all go into the stories, and oh my gosh, I'm kind of glad that we can't, because it's so hard. So let's start with you, Tinka, or Harriet. What can you say in a short moment for us that we can grasp this picture?
Well, what I can say is even today, it seems surreal to me that I was a victim of domestic violence. Here I was, an international model, walking the runways, full of confidence, but yet I was a victim of a stalker. And I was a typical victim of domestic violence. I was young, I was naive, I had no clue of the warning signs of an abusive relationship. Anyway, the details are in the book, but to make a long story short, I was an international model walking the runway, and then I got stabbed on my left leg. I had to learn how to walk all over again. And I always say my trauma had a purpose, because now I can go out there and inspire the world and let them know it's not what happens to you, it's what you do with what happens.
Wow. And you, Dr. Alan Leica, you were going about, actually, you were at the quote-unquote happiest place on earth.
Yes, I was on the happiest place on earth, and I was walking, and all of a sudden, my wife turned to me and said, "What's wrong with you, hon?" And I said, "There's nothing wrong with me." She said, "Listen to your foot." My foot had developed a right foot drop. It was flapping against the pavement. And she looked at me and she said, "You know, when we get back, you better get this checked out." Now, when your wife tells you that, you know you only have one choice, and that's to get it checked out. Mm-hmm. So I went and got every test known. I got CAT scans. I got brain scans. I got scan scans. And you know what they showed at the end of that?
What?
Absolutely nothing. There was nothing wrong on any of the tests. So I went to see a world-class neurologist, a person that was revered by his colleagues. And he said, you better be sitting down when I tell you this. There's only one thing that explains your symptoms. You have ALS. In 6 months, you're going to be dead. Get your affairs in order. And I asked him, well, can you prove this? He said, yes, an autopsy.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, I was at the top of my world. I was one of the best in the world. And all this came down crashing around me. So I discovered the internet. I started looking. You know, in 2003, there was no Dr. Google to ask your questions to. You had to look it up yourself. And I found a doctor that had the same symptoms as me. And he basically, after going to see him, he told me I had a disease that was different than ALS. And if he treated it, it would be better and I would go on living. And for 16 more years, I was one of the top cosmetic dermatologists in the world until I retired last year. And I realized at that time that, you know, I finally, after looking around, realizing all these things, I knew God's plan for me. I knew there was a better way to do things. And through looking and knowing, I found what I call the golden pearls of living, the golden nuggets, the pieces that people should follow, because these are the basic things that everybody needs to live. And along the way, I met Harriet. Harriet was applying for an award for a very prestigious award called Women of Distinction. And she came to it. And tell your story about that, Harriet.
So the award was basically for women who had made an impact in the community. And the category that I applied on was the turning point. I was the recipient of that award. And later on, after the event was done, I got to meet Dr. Leica. We had a conversation. I bought him lunch. And I listened to his story, and we both thought, wow, both our stories have trauma with a purpose. So we talked about maybe one day writing a book, and that was 4 years ago. So it was a work in progress. And then just recently we finished writing it, and here it is, The Secrets to Living a Fantastic Life.
And it's going to launch the next few days, and it's going. I'm sure it's going to make an impact on many, many people and help them have a fantastic life too, without the trauma we had to go through.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Yes. A big question is: do we have to learn from trauma? And if the answer is yes, then maybe we can learn from other people's trauma who then have come before us, so we can stand on the shoulders of giants. So the book is coming out in the next couple of days, The Secret to Living a Fantastic Life. Two survivors reveal the 13 golden pearls they've discovered. And you can learn more about the book and get the book at fantasticlifebook.com. But we'll be right back after this with more with Dr. Alan Leica and our guest as well, Harriet Tinka, and a little later on, live music with Jonathan Tyler. All on the Life Changes Show after this.
Want to connect with amazing people who are committed to making a difference? From the Heart Tribe is a platform, community, and movement with the purpose of bringing like-minded humans together to help animals and the environment in order to gain a stronger connection and understanding of the world around us. They are dedicated to effectuating positive change by empowering individuals to organize meaningful and engaging experiences that build compassion for animals and the natural environment. Their founders and members' passion is to inspire others to actively get involved in their homes, their communities, and the world, to raise awareness about the issues we face, and most of all, to be part of the solution. Through their efforts, they have also accomplished some amazing and tangible achievements. Their Pickup for Paradise beach cleanups have collected over 50,000 pieces of foreign debris. And also, thanks to animal rescue and recovery volunteers, over 30% of the volunteers have become vegan or reduced their meat intake. Daily habits make a big difference. Please join any of their upcoming events by going to fthtt.org and signing up for their newsletter. You can also follow on Instagram and Facebook at From the Heart Tribe. You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include influencers such as author Ariel Ford, business luminary Nolan Bushnell, and actress Dee Wallace on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Please send any comments or questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com or via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo online with Mark and our guests, Dr. Alan Leica and Harriet Tinka. And Dr. Alan, what made you, or how was it that you came to, I gotta do something with this, or was it an aha?
That's a real good question, Filippo. And I think anybody that goes through severe trauma starts to look around. They start to really make a search of their life. They look for the pieces that are there. And you know, at the end of that tunnel, you've got a decision to make, either to be hard and brutal and mean, or you have the ability to share with others and help them to come through their processes. And I took that turn and I accepted that challenge. And the best way, as a cosmetic dermatologist, I did a lot of writing. I had written 17 books and 30 scientific papers. So for me, writing was a natural thing. And I thought this would be something. It's not my genre. It's not what I usually do. But I think I could share my experiences with others and help them to have a better life. And, you know, right now we're going through a very difficult time in our lives. This virus is going around affecting a lot of people's lives. And I think they need something like this. I think they need some help in their lives as well. So I think this is a natural time for this to come out.
Well, I think it's interesting that you said you quote unquote retired, and yet here you are on you're working. And so
I think retirement means different things to different people. I think retired for some means sitting on a balcony chair or a beach and doing nothing. For me, it's doing what you love to do and what you like to do. So this is something I really love. I really have a passion for speaking, and I love to be with people. So this is a great retirement for me, to meet people, talk to them, and share with them.
It sounds like you went from helping people be more beautiful on the outside to helping people be more beautiful on the inside.
You know, that is actually something that a lot of psychiatrists, one of the first plastic surgeons, his name was Maxwell Maltz. He discovered a science called psychocybernetics. And he made that transition of being the first plastic surgeon and going and becoming a person that helped people in their regular lives because he realized this was all part of it. You can't make a person beautiful on the outside without affecting them on the inside. Mm-hmm. And you can't make a person to make a person beautiful on the outside, you really have to affect that inner spirit as well. Otherwise, you really do not make a transition.
And Harriet, you come across as someone who is obviously very beautiful on the outside, and you made a career of that, and also very beautiful on the inside, trusting and all of that. And then this quote unquote happens to you. How did you get to become empowered again? How did you find forgiveness?
It was quite a process for me. I had to start forgiving myself. That was the very first step I had to do, because forgiveness is a difficult process. It's not easy. It's basically telling yourself, if I knew better, I would have done better. And for me, that was the very first step I did. But I got my aha moment when it happened. I had to learn how to walk all over again. But while I was in the hospital getting my physio, a little girl actually wheeled in into the hospital. She was about 9 years old, on a wheelchair, full of energy. And she looked at me. I shared my story in a version that a little girl would understand, because you want to tell her all the drama of being kidnapped, stabbed, and left for dead. But I just gave her a version of it. And she looked at me and she said, wow, you know, you need to go out there, use your story, and impact the world. So that was, for me, my turning point. And I thought, wow, where did this little girl get this wisdom? So the details are in the book, of course, but it was about connecting the dots. So that was my moment. I realized I need to go out there and impact the world. So I have my own business also called Empowered Me, which is about empowering young people, young women, to be the truest version of themselves. So I used my experience to really empower them to do what they were meant to do.
One of the things that I like, I've been to your website and looked over your programs, and quite impressive, and thank you for doing what you're doing, because a lot of them seem to be focused around youth. And it says in your mission statement, what looks like a mission statement, welcome to Empowered Me, where individuals are inspired to be resilient. Mm-hmm. And empowered through our programs and education. Resilient. Can we talk about that? Because that's what sounds like you had to do.
What the girls usually do, they usually come in feeling defeated, having that victim mindset. So what I do, I go through the process because everybody is different. To be resilient is I look at it as a wound that's open. So when a wound is open, the only thing that goes in is the light. Mm. So suffering really is a lesson that we have to go through. Suffering is the fire that purifies and strengthens you. Like steel, diamond, and gold, they become beautiful through the intense heat of the earth. So you can either choose to have the pressure turn you into dust or diamond. So it's really your choice. So what I do, I give the young girls that come in the toolbox. So it's up to them with what they're going to do with the toolbox. In most cases, actually in a lot of cases, they always come up on top. And we become friends forever. It's so great to see them come in feeling disempowered. And a few years later, they become so empowered. And I grow from them. When they're empowered, they're also empowering me. So it's a mm-hmm. two-way street.
Mm. Well, thank you for empowering both of you, for empowering mm-hmm. us and all of our listeners. Now, again, the book is The Secrets to Living a Fantastic Life. So there are two words that I was hoping you could, you, Dr. Laika, could define here. So The Secrets to Living a Fantastic Life, two survivors reveal the 13 golden pearls they've discovered. So why are they secrets, and why did you choose pearls?
You know, I think secrets is something people have to find out that they're hidden. They're not there right on the surface. So these are secrets we found because not everybody really knows them. And mm-hmm. so we want to tell everybody about them. Now, what about a pearl? You know, what forms a pearl is the fact there's an irritation in an oyster shell. And the oyster walls it off by putting this beautiful material around it that makes it a pearl. Now, that is basically what's happened in our lives. We've taken the strife that we've gone to and then turned it into something rather beautiful. So these golden pearls are a great metaphor for what we've actually gone through. And golden pearls actually exist in nature, but they're so rare. Mm-hmm. They cost thousands of dollars for a single pearl. So it's I think this is a great metaphor for what we've gone through.
Well, this is exciting. I know the two of you are on a mission to transform lives, and it's launching here and now. So happy to be at the beginning of the – well, there's no beginning. You two have had your individual journeys and your collective journeys, and now you're just sharing it in a greater way. And so speaking of sharing, I would love to have at least one pearl of wisdom before we go on a break, and then maybe a couple more. Who would like to start with a pearl?
Harriet, I'm going to let ladies first.
Yeah. All right. Well, for me, that's easy to decide which one is my favorite. I would say the pearl called purpose, especially in this disruptive pandemic that it has created. Purpose defines and gives you a reason to get up every day. Now, the Japanese describes it as ikigai, and some of your listeners might already know what it means. It translates to reason for being. Now, when you do what the ikigai does, it asks four questions of yourself. So number one, if you're trying to find your purpose, is ask, what are you good at? Number two, what do you love to do? Mm. Number three, what does the world need? And then number four, what is it that you can do and get paid for it? So once you answer all those four questions and they intercept, you have found your ikigai, your purpose, your reason for being. So that's the pearl of, that's the golden pearl called purpose.
Oh, wonderful. And it obviously sounds like the two of you had found your purpose or have found your purpose. And I have to say, Dr. Laika, when we were going to contact your agent to talk about the possibility of booking you and Harriet on the show, we called the number that evidently was mistakenly put on there thinking we'd reach the agent, but we reached you directly. And I got to speak with you directly. It was so, I have to say that I was so enjoying your energy and your spirit around your life. So you're putting that into the book and sharing that with people.
You know, it was really a great experience. I randomly picked up the phone. I mean, it was ringing in my house. And I said, well, I wonder what this is today. Usually in the middle of the afternoon, who could it be? And here it was. It was not your regular call. It was you, Filippo. And it was, wow, this is what life is all about, isn't it? Mm-hmm. These random choices that sometimes really make an amazing difference in people's lives.
Mm. Yes, and the way you talked about what you're doing and how you're doing it, it feels like it's all connected to the message.
Well, I think the message and the messenger have to be one and the same, that a person has to live their message, breathe their message, and be part of their message. Otherwise, it's not real, it's fake. And I think in this society, in this day and age, we see too much fakeness. I think we need reality. I think we need people that actually live and breathe what they really mean.
Well, thank you for doing that, actually. And I have to say for both of you that we just shared a small piece of some of the drama in each of your lives. In the book, there is more. And what's important is that it helps people who have drama, like so many are having even more so now, to be able to connect and look for those pearls in their life. Again, the book is The Secrets to Living a Fantastic Life. Two survivors reveal the 13 golden pearls they've discovered. It's coming out in the next day or two. FantasticLifeBook.com is where you can learn more about them. If you go to our websites, actually, there will be the on our page, there will be both the empoweredme.ca and then Dr. Alan Laika, LYCKA.com. But if you don't get that, just go to Life Changes and get it there. Well, we're going to get a couple more golden pearls from both Dr. Laika and Harriet Tinka when we come back. In our next segment, we're also going to have our Ask Dorothy question. And soon after that, our musical segment with Jonathan Tyler, all on the Life Changes show after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA, with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online at lifechangesshow.com, via Twitter at Life Changes Show, and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
Well, we're back. I'm Filippo with Mark online with our guests in Canada, both Dr. Laika and Harriet Tinka. And a little later on, we're going to have our musical guest from Texas. But before we go on, we are talking about this book, The Secrets to Living a Fantastic Life. And Dr. Laika, before we have a couple more pearls, I just wanted to say you've been in the business world and the medical world. This doesn't just apply to our life outside our work. It's all encompassing, right?
Well, you know, I think there's a big people have a disjoint. They think they have their business and then they have their life. And I really think the two have to be more uniform. I really think we have to understand that they're uniform, that what we do in our lives helps us with our businesses and what we do in our businesses help us with our lives. And I think there's going to be more uniformness of this in the future. I think the two have to grow together. And I think as we grow and mature, we're going to understand that to live is to live, and it depends on all parts of our life. We don't just work 8 hours and forget about it. We don't just live on weekends and evenings. You have to bring the two together as a purpose.
Thank you so much. And there's that word purpose again. So let's have another pearl.
Harriet, would you like to try another one? And I'll give another one after that.
Okay, sure. But definitely I would say my other one that I love is attitude. Now, attitude is, if you change the way you look at things, things will change. I often remember Albert Einstein's quote where he says, you have to decide in life, do we live in a world that's friendly or hostile? Hostile world. So what I like with that pearl called attitude is sometimes we look at outside instead of looking inside for when things happen. So I like to always give a short, quick metaphor. So imagine yourself in a room. It's dark in the room and you drop your keys on the ground. You try to find your keys, but you cannot find them. But you look outside your window and you see a light, and you think to yourself, oh, I'm just going to go outside and look for the keys. I mean, it sounds unusual, but you go, it's like, why am I going to look for my keys outside? So there you are looking for the keys. And then a neighbor walks by and the neighbor asks you, what are you doing? He said, oh, I dropped my keys. And both of you now are looking for the keys. Mm-hmm. And then the neighbor asks you, where did you drop your keys? And you say, oh, there, I dropped them in the house. And they ask, why are you looking for them out here? He said, well, because it's light here and it's dark over there. But isn't that what we all do in life sometimes? Instead of looking within ourselves, we look outside. So you have to look inwards. If you're faced with any temptation, use self-control. If you're faced with pain, use that power of fortitude. Or if it's revulsions, just be patient. So in a way, you have to overcome life's challenges rather than being overcome by them. So that's why I do like attitude, and it's all a mindset. If you change the way you look at things, things will change.
Thank you for that. And Dr. Laika?
Well, you know, every pearl in the book is a favorite one for me. And, you know, each pearl is anchored with a story at the beginning. And so I'm going to go into one of my favorite pearls, which you probably realize is enthusiasm. Mm-hmm. I mean, if there's one thing in life that will change things is how enthusiastic you pursue it. You know, if you bring enthusiasm to the table, nothing is, you're invincible. You will always win. Enthusiasm really is something that you got to bring from the inside. And I'm going to tell you a story of enthusiasm. There was a carpenter by the name of Fred, and he was tired. He had been working for 40 years for the same company, and he just couldn't do it anymore. Every day was torture going to work. So he went to his boss, the head of the company, and said, I'm quitting. I just can't handle this anymore. The boss was taken aback. He didn't know what to say. This is his best carpenter. And he said, you know, Fred, could you do just one more thing for me? And Fred looked at his boss and said, sure, I'll do anything. The boss said, okay, just make me one more house. Only you can do it. You're my master carpenter. This is a very special house, and you have to build it for me. So Fred begrudgingly said yes, but his heart was not into it. Every day he's dragged himself to work. He barely got there. He barely got the work done. It took him months and months and months to finish this house because his heart wasn't into it. And finally, when he got it done, it barely passed inspection. It was done so shoddily. Mm-hmm. So it got done. He gave the keys to his boss, and the boss said, "Oh, Fred, don't leave yet. We're going to have a party." So they had a big party. And then he said, "I want everybody to know this is Fred's last day. And I've got a very special gift for him. Here's the keys to his house that he built for the last year. This is a house he's going to live in forever. He's going to enjoy the successes he's done in his life." Now, can you imagine how different that would be if he brought enthusiasm to it every day and made that house the best house ever? Now, you never know when any deed you're going to do is going to be your best deed, your most important deed. Mm. So, again, you should always bring it with enthusiasm.
Well, thank you for that. And you made me laugh, which is actually a pearl as well. So could you take a short minute and...
Sure, I'll tell you. Do you know the funniest joke in the world? It's actually being studied, Filippo. Dr. Wiseman in England studied thousands of jokes, and he found the funniest joke in the world. Do you want to hear it?
Please.
Okay, there were two hunters in the woods, and one hunter dropped down. He looked like he was dead, and his friend said, "Oh, my God, what am I going to do?" So he brought out his cell phone. He phones the operator and says, operator, what can I do?" He said, "Well, first, make sure he's dead." So he drops the phone. All of a sudden, you hear a loud bang, and then he comes back and he said, "Yes, he's dead. What do I do next?"
That's terrible.
But did you laugh, Filippo? Everybody laughs at that terrible joke. I don't understand it, but it's the funniest joke in the world, scientifically proven, paired with every other joke there was.
And so the pearl there is?
You know, laughter is something you can change the world just by laughing. There's nothing that brings your mind and body together better than a good laugh. I think it's one of God's gifts that he gives us so that we can laugh at things, not just wallow in the pity and the sorrow and the misery that goes on every day. If you laugh, I think it makes the world a better place.
Well, sadly, laughter won't bring back the guy that was shot in the forest, but it's certainly... made you laugh. Now, with that, we do say pearls of wisdom, right? But this book is obviously full of them. We are talking about the secrets to living a fantastic life. What would you like to share, Harriet, real quickly as we say goodbye and arrivederci, as we say in Italian, in the hopes of seeing you again?
With the audience, I would like to say, really, it's not what happens to you, it's what you do with what happens. We're going through some difficult times right now, and we just have to be grateful for what we have. It may be just this, it's always the small things, the small stuff that really builds up all the energy, all the empowerment, all everything that you think is not helpful, but you'll be surprised. It all starts with step by step. Don't look at the big elephant. Look at it from a small perspective. Really, it's not what happens to you, it's what you do with what happens. And that's what we're doing. We're trying to share with the world the 13 golden pearls through our own trauma, using our trauma as a purpose to help everybody out there to feel, to give them hope, because there is hope. Even when you don't see it, it's there.
Thank you. And Dr. Laika, I know that you are a philanthropist, and I'm assuming that means financially giving to certain things. However, I'm wondering if now we could add to that word that maybe, unless it already means this and I'm mistaken, that maybe philanthropy also is giving of ourselves or giving laughter or giving help in support.
You hit it on the head there, Filippo. I think the important thing is giving, and you should give that every day. And I'm going to challenge your audience to pay it forward tomorrow or even today. Do something for someone else that you would not regularly do. Make the world a better place. be a true philanthropist, a liver, a person who lives life and gives to life. Do that in everything you do, and this world would be a better place.
Thank you. Well, I feel like together we've all made this hour certainly a better hour for many people, and may this continue for them. And if should they be interested in the book, or for that matter, in learning more about the two of you, the book itself is The Secrets to Living a Fantastic Life. Two survivors reveal the 13 golden pearls they've discovered. And you can get the book at fantasticlifebook.com. And again, they each have websites of their own. They're listed on the Life Changes show page. But Dr. Alan Lyka, LYCKA.com, and then Harriet's is empoweredme.ca. Thank you both for surviving your stories and being able to find the secrets of living a fantastic life and sharing them with us. And how great that we've been able to do this as one of the first people with the two of you together as you embark upon this.
Filippo, this has been our true pleasure. It's been wonderful. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, it was such an honor. Thank you so much for helping us spread the word.
Looking forward to more fantasticness. All the best to you both. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And with that, we have our Ask Dorothy question.
Dear Dorothy, this is Anna Marie, and although it has been a long time since we connected, I seriously need some advice. This self-quarantine thing has put me in 24/7 contact with my husband of 20 years and our 19-year-old son, and it has been difficult to put it mildly. Although we have always lived together and have enjoyed one another, I thought we had a really great relationship with each other, and now it appears we don't know each other at all. How can this be? My husband is like a stranger, and our son is just angry and is threatening to move in with his girlfriend, and she is not nice. We are also slipping into a depressive state, and this has never occurred before. Please help us.
Dear Anna Marie, please know that you're not alone in experiencing this new family dynamic. In the past, we've had so many distractions that there was not really a lot of time to truly examine and understand our individual personalities, wants, needs, and desires. A noted psychologist, Randy DeLosa, likened forced quarantine to cabin fever. I believe that's what you're experiencing. I have observed that with the amount of uncertainty and fear of how and when this is all going to end, that some quarantine people become extremely bored and anxious and can slip into depression. However, I've also observed that there are many families who are using this time to truly get to know one another at a deeper level. Instead of giving in to what appears to be a loss of control over our lives, we can use this time to become more lovingly creative in our interactions with each other. This could be a good time to watch movies together or even create YouTube videos to share with family and friends who are not in quarantine with you. If you do not have a detailed family history, this could also be a great time to research yours. Google free family history and you will find hundreds of sites that offer free assistance. Discovering together as a family the history of your ancestors could be exciting and lead to many great discussions. And now let's address your son's anger. Anger is a form of fear. The most important thing we can all do is consistently choose love over fear. Ask your son to share with you what is truly going on in his heart and mind at this time, and promise him and yourself to listen without judgment. He most likely feels that you do not like his girlfriend, and this knowing could be where his anger is coming from. A heart-to-heart conversation could help in this situation. And dear Anna Marie, know that there are many wonderful life coaches and counselors who are working from home and helping many like you. They are doing this through Zoom and Skype so you can see and communicate effectively with one another. I trust you will be willing to become the amazing creative being I know you to be and make the best of this temporary downtime.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at AskDorothy@LifeChangesShow.com.
And we'll be right back on the Life Changes Show with our musical guest, Jonathan Tyler, right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
Have you felt inspired to meditate but you just can't? Do you suffer from anxiety but fidget toys just make you more fidgety? Want to replace negative self-talk in your head that keeps bringing you down? Introducing the latest self-help solution, Phi Beads. Transformational beaded jewelry inspired by ancient wisdom, science, math, and psychology. All Phi Beads are designed to incorporate the powerful Fibonacci sequence, nature's mathematical formula that has shaped our existence from the beginning of time. The Fibonacci sequence, also known as the golden mean or the golden ratio, is recognized by our conscious and unconscious mind and resonates as order out of chaos, like you see in plants, flowers, seashells, ocean waves, the pyramids, and in our own body. Not only beautiful, they feel good to wear. Phi Beads can help anchor tranquility, positivity, focus, and structure in your life by doing the Phi Meditation. Phi Meditation helps you harness the power of I Am, or intention, affirmation, and manifestation. Affirm the life you want. Get your set of Phi Beads at PhiBeads.com. That's Phi, P-H-I, Beads.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life, and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
We're back. I'm Filippo with Mark and Dorothy online at home, and joining us from at home in Texas is our musical guest, Jonathan Tyler, who's a rock singer-songwriter with a twist of blues and country. Welcome, Jonathan, to the show.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, I probably should say right off the bat, thank you for Steven Tyler for introducing us to the show.
Really?
Introducing us to you.
Oh, you're talking about Steve Taylor.
Taylor, yes.
Yeah, for sure it was Steve Tyler, huh? The Aerosmith guy?
Yeah, right. Him too. Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, people are always asking me if I'm his kid, and I'm not.
You're not, okay.
I didn't get a chance to meet him one time, and pretty cool, you know, growing up listening to those guys. But no, Steve Taylor is a friend of ours, I guess a mutual friend.
He lives
in Los Angeles and has a record shop. And I know him because he played keyboard, some organ and piano and stuff on my last record. So that's how we became friends.
Nice. Well, you know, I was thinking about Life Changes and our conversations, and I remembered as a kid, every time we had a new kid in the class whose parents had just moved into the area, or a kid that was leaving and it could have been a friend for that matter, how it was very hard on everybody, especially the kid. And that kid was you.
Yeah, we moved every 4 years when I was growing up. So my parents moved to Birmingham from Charleston, South Carolina, while my mom was pregnant. So neither of them were from Birmingham, Alabama, but I was born there. And then we moved a couple times in elementary school, a couple times in middle school, made our way up to New Jersey on the coast, a little town called Holmdel, right across from New York City. And then we moved to Dallas, Texas. And that's where I went to high school and graduated, and eventually made my way to Los Angeles and just kind of kept traveling, but, you know, started doing music somewhere in there, and it kind of just goes hand in hand. So at this point, I feel pretty set, you know, in Austin and spending a lot of time in Nashville, too.
Well, I'm sure your music reflects that in a way, because you've met so many people and it's always like a new situation. And your songs kind of like you hear one song and you hear another. It doesn't always sound like it's the same artist. Like it's new, some of them.
Yeah. Well, I just try to stay creative, and I don't like to replicate, you know, the same thing over and over. I'm trying to sort of seek a new thing. And I think there's always something to reflect that, you know, life obviously is always kind of morphing and changing and, you know, phasing. And I think there's always a way to sort of just capture that in that moment and with a song or another piece of art. And that's kind of what's exciting to me about it, is just synthesizing what's happening at that moment and trying to put it into something that's almost like it's a recording, it's a record. So it's there. It's kind of keeping record for what happened in that time.
Yeah, actually, in some cases, literally a record, right? In vinyl, yeah. Too, right?
Yeah, totally. A physical, I mean, I think it's so cool to take an idea and then just see it all the way through into a physical form. I mean, because you're taking something that's just it's just, what is it, an impulse or some sort of inspiration, and it becomes something that other people can experience. And I think that's magical.
Well, you just released an album in the middle of everything that's going on. You brought music forth into the world. And can we talk about that real quick?
Of course. I'd love to.
And because you're also going to be singing a song from it, I hope.
Yeah, well, I got to be honest. I've only released the first two tracks off the album, and I'm kind of feeling like playing a couple other ones that maybe aren't on there, if that's okay. They're coming out. I'd like to play one that's coming out that's on the same record. But I mean, the thing that you're talking about, the reason it's kind of, you know, some of the music when you're kind of writing it, it's more orchestrated for a band, and then there's other tracks that are just, I think, more appropriate for sitting down with an acoustic and doing a you know, Skype call like this. But yeah, I just released a new video it's called Underground Forever. So it I'd had it written since last year, and it was about some other stuff. It was about, you know, personal stuff, but just kind of an interpretation of things. And then this whole virus thing kind of hit, and it was like, this is actually really suited for this time. So that's what I released that video. And hopefully, you know, if there's somebody out there listening, please check it out. But I don't want to botch it on here. trying to do a rock, like a full, you know, full band rock song acoustically. But I do have another one that I'm going to release soon that I think would be pretty well suited for this. And this was another one that I just wrote. In South Austin, there's a really cool honky tonk bar that one of my good friends, Ramsey Midwood, introduced me to, because he kind of took over ownership of it a few years ago. And I kind of came down here just kind of watching the build. We're just kind of building from scratch, and there's a lot of cool bones and stuff. And one of those cool things was a sign that said, "Someday these days will be worth remembering." And it's on the wall in the room in there. And I thought that was really, that sentiment was really pertinent. And so I just kind of put it into a song. And I really think now with just all the stuff that's going on, it's just kind of like this time is going to be something we you know, anyone who's gone through it is going to remember when we come out on the other end. And so I think this song could be, you know, really suited for that.
And what's it called again?
It's called Old Friend.
Old Friend?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Well, this is a premiere then, right?
Well, I mean, sure. I've played it out at some live shows and stuff like that. But sure. Yeah, let's premiere it.
Definitely on radio. Well, all right. Well, here is Jonathan Tyler performing Old Friend from his new album, live on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition.
Hey, old friend, where have you been? How many roads have you been traveling? Now we're here. Coast is clear. Let's kick back and revel in the years. Pick a bone, chew the fat, shoot the breeze, share a laugh. Tell me the one I've heard a thousand times before. Tall tales and dirty jokes. Pass a bottle and the smoke. I can't think of any other way I'd rather pass tonight with my old friend. Hey, old friend, remember when we grew our feathers and we took to the wind? Now we know and lows. Times like those, they bring us close. Someday, these days will be worth everything. Someday, these days will be worth remembering. Someday.
so good. Jonathan Tyler, thank you so much. That's awesome. I know you were singing live and accompanying yourself on guitar live, and that's you on harmonica too?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, nice. Wonderful. So JonathanTylerMusic.com is where people could find you. Of course, you're on Facebook, same, Jonathan Tyler Music, and you're on Twitter and Instagram, and if they go to either of those links, they'll find the others. You know, we were talking before the show, and we're not going to spend too much time on it, but I think it's amazing how you're so good. No wonder you were signed to a major label record company. And when that all went sour, you said some interesting things about it now that you look back.
Yeah, sure. I mean, there's a lot of ways you could look at those kind of things. And I think it's easy to, depending on which side of the bed I'm waking up on, but you know, I have so much to be grateful for at this point in my life, like so many good things and so many things that I don't know if I would have if I hadn't gone through that. Mm. And it's one of those things where when you're really close and you're going through the situation, it feels like the end of the world. And I think if you could zoom out, see the bigger perspective, sometimes you realize it's in the long run, you know, 10 years later, it's like, so glad that that's over, you know. And without really trying to talk negatively about that group of people or anything, you know, just trying to kind of look at the situation as like, this is what happened. And I mean, we could go into it more. I don't know how far we want to go into it, but
it's just, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. Like, I'm independent now, and I'm easily putting music out. Like, I've got there's just so many channels these days to put things out. And I know you hear people saying that, but it's true. And I think that it's amazing how when you're just open-minded about what could happen and what can happen and what you're supposed to be doing, like, what kind of things do actually happen. And in a lot of ways, like, it's just been better to be free. I mean, I started doing some, you know, commercial work and advertising type work, and there's been a lot of situations where if I hadn't been doing that, if I had been on a label, I wouldn't have been able to do these other things, you know? And so it's like, it's just really all about how you look at it. And I just think that, if I could tell myself anything while I was in the middle of that, it was just like, there's just so much more out there than what you think. And, you know, just patience and long suffering, I guess.
It's what this whole show's been about. So what a perfect thing to have you say from your perspective, Jonathan. So before we close out the show, we're going to get to have the pleasure of one more song, right?
Okay, sure. Yeah.
And what's this one called?
This one is another new one off this forthcoming album. It's called Moon and Stars, and it's more of like a late night love song. So try it for you here.
Well, perfect. Well, here's right. Jonathan Tyler live from at home on line with Moon and Stars from his new album.
When the sun is setting low, there's a place that we can go. Far from everything in sight, where it's darkest, there's a light. I love to watch you shine like feels like a dream, but we're awake, half naked and half baked. How you give and how you take, how you bend and how you break. You're the moon and you're the stars. Do you remember what you are? When it feels like we're falling,
Nice. Thank you, Jonathan Tyler. Jonathan, the album's called Underground Forever, right?
Well, the last couple tracks that I released, there's two tracks. One's called Underground Forever, and that's the one that we kind of made like a video out in the empty streets. And eventually I'm going to get to where I can play it solo, but I tried it, and it needs to be done right. I'm going to wait until we open back up and I can get the band together to start playing that one. But the other track is called Hustlin'. And so those two, I just decided to kind of release them. And the thing is, like, you know, these days, like I said earlier, it's really amazing how easily you can put that stuff out there, and people can really get a hold of it. I mean, I'm lucky that I've had, you know, 15 years of making friends, and, you know, I have people I can send it to and call that can help get it out there. But there's also serendipitous things like this, you know, where Steve Taylor, you know, he's like, hey, these guys saw your poster in our record shop. And I was like,
exactly.
Had you already heard of my stuff before then, or was it just the artwork that kind of caught your eye?
You know what? The artwork caught a friend's eye. And then we asked Steve about you, and then the rest is history. So,
okay, cool.
And if other people want to learn about our musical guest, Jonathan Tyler, go to jonathantylermusic.com. That's his website. You can find him also, Jonathan Tyler Music, on Facebook. He's got a Twitter. Of course, he's got Instagram. And his CD is probably sold everywhere where music is sold, including Steve's store. So,
it is.
With that, a big thank you to you for being with us, Jonathan.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, thank you guys so much.
Thank you. And so, again, thank you to Jonathan Tyler, and thank you to our guests, Dr. Alan Leica and Harriet Tinka. And that is our show. A big thank you from us to BBS Radio Network for making all of this possible as well, especially going a little overtime. Thank you, Doug Newsom, for that. And with that, on behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our producer and co-host, Mark Legere, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes, like ours surely did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You've been listening. You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.